Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
All right, NFL Lunch. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. It's Total Request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Get your votes in for Featured Artist Friday. We got some neck and neck stuff going on. Think we might be going double deuce or double dipping with the artist, but we'll reveal that later on in the hour. But OTA's done. That's it. Organized team activities finished for the Ravens and the rest of the NFL. Next week, because a lot of teams, Vinny, already have mandatory minicamp. Happening as we speak.
30 of them. I think everybody except the Ravens are done this week. I think.
So the Ravens get it on next Tuesday and Wednesday out at One Winning Drive, and that's mandatory, meaning everyone's going to be there, we assume, but we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But here's John Harbaugh, Ravens head coach, talking about what he saw from OTAs.
It's a time for reaping, I guess. You know, I mean, you're planting. You know, you're working on everything. You're planting seeds in everything you do, offense, defense, special teams, individual technique, situational football, field position football, all the different things. You're just working all the time to try to plant as well as you can, as much as you can. Try to do some weeding, you know, get the mistakes out as much as you can, and really prepare for training camp. That's really what you're doing right now. So,
yeah, I think you know, Harbs with all his plants and seeding and all those, and with
green
the weeds and stuff.
Really,
yeah. The thing about it is, yeah, they're planning for training camp. They're getting you in football shape is what they're doing. And that's why they kind of like to have everybody there. But then, you know, now you got the, what, I'm guessing they're due back roughly the 24th of July, somewhere in that vicinity. So they'll have 5 weeks off, you know, and they just hope that the guys continue on. But I would think that Harbs has got to be happy with what he saw, because everybody worked their ass off, and a lot of people were there. Improvements were made, especially good for the young guys and stuff. So I think it was a very productive. I mean, you saw a lot of guys like the Simpsons of the world and the Wiggins get bigger and stronger, and Rosengarten in the offseason. Those guys, you know, added muscle and stuff. So I think that's good. Yeah, so, you know, have a good mandatory mini camp next week. Nobody got hurt. And I think one of the things Harv's, you know, was happy about too, no serious injuries. You know, there's some bumps and bruises where guys may be out a month or whatever, but, you know, nothing that's going to be long lasting.
And one that we were talking about earlier in the week was with a former Terp, Bo Braid, got twisted up, limped off the field, didn't come back for the rest of said week. So John Harbaugh gives us a status report on Bo.
Yeah, we had minor things, like Bo had a minor ankle. I think Uzi had a minor ankle, stuff like that. Nothing serious.
Minor ankles.
Yeah, but it was still BS. You know, no matter how bad it is or whatever, it was still BS because it should have never happened. Because we saw so many plays after that over the last couple of days, Bob, where DBs just let the receiver catch it and stuff. And what I'm talking about is longer being pushing a receiver in the back, into Bo Braid, and that caused Bo to get hurt, which is total BS. Kid's fighting for his life to be a safety, you know, because there's opportunities available, and he's missing four practices and two mandatory mini camps, which he should be out there competing.
And Awuzie is a guy.
He hasn't been around much at all.
And he's had an injury history throughout his career, and you know, if he can go, great. But a lot of chatter. Jeff Zrebeck was writing about it in The Athletic that maybe Jair Alexander could be a prudent, speaking of injury history,
yeah,
by the way.
Got another guy.
Yeah, prudent pickup for this Ravens team.
Yeah, you'd have him, Awuzie, and Armour Davis, and it's like, okay, who could stay healthy? But, you know, it looks like with Armour Davis, Bob, they're kind of giving him safety work and corner work. And they're giving TJ Tampa a lot of work at corner, you know, and he was getting a lot of reps with the one yesterday because Marlon wasn't there. And then also Kone has been getting a lot of run too.
Doesn't Armour Davis have an injury history too, going back to Alabama?
Does he ever? Yes, he does. He looks, telling you, when he's healthy, he looks great.
Now, you mentioned TJ Tampa, last speaking of steals, we talked about it with Mike Green, Ravens getting him in the second round. TJ Tampa from Iowa State fell to the fourth round last year. And a lot of people thought, hey, the Ravens got second round talent with that pick. But John Harbaugh recognizes that TJ Tampa brings something, but there's work to be done.
Yeah, well, you know, he's been healthy. You know, that wasn't the case last year. He came in with the groin type situation that he had to get surgery on. So that's been a big plus. So the reps are really good for him. I've seen a lot of flashes. I mean, flashing some real good plays. Keep chasing the consistency with the technique. I think TJ is a young player in the sense that I don't even think sometimes he understands how good he is, how talented, how big he is. You know, so I want him to play big, you know, play like a big corner.
Yeah, and I think what Harbs is talking about, I think the kid's like 6'1". He's got long arms, so he does play like a big corner. And play big because he's not that 4'3 guy. So he has to play a big physical game with the receivers because that keeps him in the game. But he does flash. Bob, like I said the other day, he had a beautiful interception, made a nice play on the ball. So he's flashed some really good stuff, and like Harp says, consistently. So can you stack reps? You know, to be a starter, you got to be able to stack reps, and that's what they're working on, you know, and what they'll be working on all the way up to the first game.
NFL lunch here on this Total Request Thursday, 105.7 The Fan. John Harbaugh, we talked about it a couple of days ago. Keaton Mitchell, another year removed from the knee injury that happened late in 2023. Talking about possibly returning kicks. John Harbaugh, what do you think of that one?
Well, I mean, I would expect it, to be honest with you. You know, I mean, if I'm a running back or I'm a skilled player, I want the ball. Now they moved that touchback back to the 35, up to the 35, right? Yeah. So I'm pretty sure that people are going to give the guys a chance to return it, so I'm sure he's aware of that, and he wants the ball in his hands. So if we have a guy out here that doesn't want the ball in his hands, it's a receiver, a tight end, running back, or a quarterback, then what are we doing? He'll be good at it too. One thing we did learn last year, running backs with the new setup have really kind of thrived, you know, for whatever reason. So we got some guys we think can do it, Keaton being one of them.
Now Keaton looked good. I thought, well, yesterday, you know, none of the other backs were there. It was just Keaton and Ali. So they got a ton of work. And he looks like he's got speed, burst, explosiveness back, which gives him a chance. And like kick return duty, they're going to put two back there. Is it going to be, if Ali's up too, are they going to have Ali and Keaton up? That's going to be interesting to see. Or would they have like a, Harb seems to sound like he wants a running back there. Otherwise, is it Justice Hill and Keaton Mitchell back? You know, so that'll be interesting to see. But Keaton Mitchell's getting the third team reps right now. So, and he's going to get nothing but better and better. And we're going to see things, you know, and he's going to get more confidence as he goes through training camp also.
Speaking of back, Chuck Pagano's back. Former Ravens DC was in, I guess, semi-retirement. Did a Pat McAfee show every week. But now he's returned. in a role that he's quite comfortable with, Chuck Pagano, as he said himself. But John Harbaugh talks about what it's like having this guy return and how big it is as well.
Oh, well, yeah, of course. I mean, you know, Chuck's a great coach and does a great job with these guys. Experience. But Chuck, even when he was a young coach, he was a great coach. I know, because I was young then too, you know. And he's always been a talented superstar secondary coach, defensive back coach, defensive coach, coach. He was a great head coach. So, yeah, it's very valuable.
And I think, you know, watching the DBs do drills and all that, I think, you know, the quickness and the footwork and all those things, I think it's excellent. I think Chuck's really going to help the young guys, and I think he's going to help the veteran guys get better too, because Chuck is, you know, he grew up as a secondary coach. That's his that was his expertise. You know, so technique, fundamentals, he knows every little detail, and I think that'll be great for the young guys.
And you heard Malachi Starks say earlier this week that, what, Pagano sent him film at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Get on it. And he did, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, the phrase, play like a Raven, as we get away from Baltimore real quick, we know what it means. You know, play like a Raven. You're tough, you're physical, you're smart, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. How about front office like a Bengal? Shamar Stewart.
Oh, fuck.
Their first-round draft pick left. Mandatory minicamp today. Contract dispute. You already have the Hendrickson drama that is really percolating in the General Hospital territory. And the guy that you drafted, I guess, in theory, to eventually replace him, he left too. What the hell's going on with Cincinnati, and why would he bounce out of there?
Bob, it's all about language. It's not about money, because there's only so much money that a rookie can get. You know, it's all slotted. So it's about language in the contract, and it's about future years. And it's something that they've given to other of their draft picks. And if you give it to one, you can't all... What the Bengals are doing is, we want to start something new, and we're going to do this from now on out. BS! The agent's going to say, F you, man. You've done it in the past. You're going to do it for him. Otherwise, he ain't playing. I mean, it's just mind-boggling. If I'm Joe Burrow, I'm like... Seriously, guys, you know, Trey Hendrickson is, you're fighting with him. You don't want to pay him for a dude that had 17 and a half sacks last year. So you go draft a kid from Texas A&M, pass rusher, to take his place. Now you pissed him off because you want to change language. So, Joe, what do I got to do? Score 35 this year now? I mean, come on.
Yeah. I mean, Cincinnati, that's that team. It's, oh, you know, Baltimore, KC, Buffalo, in no particular order, assumed to be at the top of the conference. And then the Bengals might be that next team to challenge. You know, it's been nothing but drama,
Nolan,
with these guys.
You were doing, you know, like the five worst baseball. The Bengals are always one of the worst organizations in football.
So I've heard some speculation here that it's probably still a long shot, that if he wanted to back out, that he could re-enter the draft next year.
Yeah,
I mean, that would be full-on meltdown, worst-case scenario.
But year off, no production. No, his college eligibility is exhausted.
Right, and he's already a player that was seen as developmental anyway.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, how does his
stock rise in mothballs for a year?
With the way college football is now, it's basically the pros. If he hadn't signed a pro contract, you know, could he go back?
I'm not sure.
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, remember a couple weeks ago, the Caleb Williams debacle with his father trying to advise him.
Yeah.
And they were even toying with the idea of saying, well, we're not going to sign if the Bears draft us. And we would even go to the UFL or the USFL or whatever it is, XFL.
Oh my God.
Spend a year there, make zero money, and then re-enter the draft a year later.
Hmm. Well, hopefully Cincinnati gets straightened out for their sake, and certainly for Stewart's sake, because he needs the work. Obviously, Zach Taylor's not real happy with this turn of events, but that's a them thing. When we come back, American League East report what happened in the division last night. We'll look at today's schedule, updated standings, and Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, talk NBA finals and other things here on this Total Request.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Thursday.
Yankees, Boston, Toronto.
A closer look at the AL East with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
AL East report here on this total request Thursday. Orioles tonight taking on the Tigers series finale. Birds win last night 10-1. Pound out 16 hits. Ramon Urias, two-run shot. Jordan Westberg, three-run homer. Zach Eflin, outstanding, 6 2/3. Bullpen scoreless again. So the Orioles even the series against the first-place Tigers. Keegan Aiken is going to be the opener for the Orioles tonight. Tony Manzalino scheduled to meet with the media at 3:35, so we'll get an explanation, I guess, some logic behind it, coming from one winning drive from the warehouse. Tarek Skubal, he's on the hill for Detroit, 6-2 with a 2.16, 105 Ks, 7 walks. 105 strikeouts, 7 walks. His whip's like 0.86, so this guy's, he's dealing, defending Cy Young Award winner in the American League. In the month of June, we pointed this out earlier. Adley Rutschman, 387 with a 1090 OPS. Gunnar Henderson, 406 with a 1003 OPS. So the two studs that have keyed this turnaround of Orioles baseball going back to 22, starting to get their stud on, if you will. In the division last night, or yesterday afternoon, this one took place. Toronto Blue Jays, red hot, taking on the Cardinals. Battle of the Birds. How about a little long ball fun for the Toronto team?
This one is drilled. Ernie Clement hits it out. He lines it to left for his fourth home run of the season. He's 3-for-3 today, including a homer. It is 5-2.
Ernie Clement on Sportsnet, as you heard. He goes yard. Bo Bichette knocked in a couple of runs. Vlad Jr. was 2-for-5 with a ribby as the Blue Jays beat the Cardinals 5-2, and in doing so, sweep the series. Toronto, they're cooking right now. Interdivision battle, yes, last night. Boston taking on Tampa. A lot of home runs flying out of Fenway Park, including this one.
Shot to center field. Meisner back. That ball's out of here. Home run, Abraham
Montoro. He touches them all. And the Red Sox back in front on another long ball tonight at Fenway.
That's Nesson on the call. Toro goes yard, gives Boston a 4-3 lead, which eventually became the final score. Now, a lot has made of Roman Anthony making his debut this week, but Marcelo Mayer, he is another top five prospect. He got called up a while ago. He went deep twice last night for the Red Sox. Walker Buehler, he picks up the win. And how about Aroldis Chapman bouncing back? 2 years ago, he was a guy that was kind of a setup dude. He couldn't throw strikes. Kansas City traded him to Texas for Cole Reagans, who helped the Royals become what they've been. By the way, Reagans goes on the shelf with a rotator cuff issue in KC. But Chapman, 12 saves, sub 2 earned run average. Red Sox, by the way, take 2 out of 3 from the Rays. Speaking of the Yankees and Royals, well, last night, I mean, Aaron Judge, can we play? This guy's just doing what he's doing.
And he sends it high and deep into right center field. Isbell on the run. My goodness, he has done it again. Aaron Judge with a low liner into right center field. Home run number 25 for the captain. Wow. The KC killer on the loose. 6-0 Yankees.
That's prime on the call. 6-3 would be the final score. Aaron Judge, there's no park that can hold him, including Yellowstone. Paul Goldschmidt, speaking of bounce-back players, his big year continues for New York, 2-for-5, 2 ribbies. Clark Schmidt goes 6 shutout innings as New York handles their business yet again, 6-3 over the Royals. Today in the division, you got New York at Kansas City, series finale at 7:40. And then tonight, as we've talked about, Detroit is at the Orioles. Tomorrow, Toronto's in Philly, Yankees are in Boston, Tampa. They got a series going on as well. And then you got the Angels coming to town from the American League's Western Division standings. American League East, Yankees 4 games up on Toronto. Tampa 6 back, Boston's 8 back. Orioles are still bringing up the rear. 14 off. Tigers 7 up on the Twins, who are playing as we speak. Guardians 8 back, Kansas City 9.5. Houston 4 games up in the West over Seattle, and the Angels, who have won 3 in a row. You got the Mets, 5 games up on Philadelphia. You got in the Central, Cubbies, 5 games up on the Cardinals, 5.5 on the Brewers. Aaron Civale once out of Milwaukee as he was demoted to the bullpen. Cincinnati 6 out as well. And out West, you got the Dodgers on fumes with their pitching staff. Half game up on the Giants, 2 games up on the Padres. Arizona, they've won 3 in a row. Giants won 7 straight. Diamondbacks, they won 3 straight. Minus now Corbin Burns for the season and into next year. Unfortunately, they are 6.5 out. And as we said earlier, Tyler O'Neill shut down for a few days down in Norfolk as he needs rest as he's recovering from yet his latest injury, shoulder stuff for Tyler O'Neill. So when he comes back, your guess is as good as mine. There you go. That turned out to be a dough from Michael Elias. Now, unless O'Neill gets healthy and how many home runs? Yeah, 3. He could hit 28 home runs to match the 31 he did last year for the Red Sox. We're going to look at that as a bad decision. Bad decision for Mike Elias. Now, Tony Tater's on the flip side. He's on the shelf with a shoulder problem in Toronto, and I'm sure Blue Jay fans are like, we gave this guy $90-some million. He sucks. So who really knows what's happening with that? Toronto's playing well. Orioles are playing better. Blue Jays would be in the playoffs today if they started. The Orioles are still in last place. 8 games out of the wild card. When we come back, Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, talk about the NBA Finals, a little NFL fun with him as we get his thoughts on his world, which is always exciting. And then it's a funhouse trip with Nolan McGraw before Inside Access takes over at 2. And then it's Baltimore baseball tonight, live from Pickles, 5:30. Me, Ryan Ripken, Joe LaCroix, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services, hopefully previewing an Orioles series win against...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Detroit. Anyway, we got that. We'll talk about it tomorrow when we get to the whip around and all that fun stuff. But the NBA Finals, we're three games in. You got OTAs wrapping up. Minicamp for the Ravens is next week. You got baseball coming into the middle of June already, about a month away from the All-Star break, which is whatever. It's insanity. But this guy's going to bring some calm, going to bring some sense to it all. He's with Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. And I Want Your Flex, the podcast. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline, joins us every Thursday. Mike Harmon. Mike, what is up?
What's going on, fellas? Talking about logic and nuance and making sense. That's not what sports radio is all about. I need to yell and scream and act a fool. But here's what you need to worry about. Maybe the guys with the Steelers, other than bringing in Aaron Rodgers, they get some idea of this high grass and they try to slow down Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson. How about that?
Or go full on John Madden and you squirt the field down with water. Or make them think that you did and got you all discombobulated, domed up, if you will. Now, start NBA. Finals. Indiana. Win again. Come from behind fourth quarter. Do it again. We were talking about this stat earlier, Mike. During the regular season, Thunder 61-2, leading going into the final quarter of the game. 61-2. They've already lost twice in the finals with a lead in the fourth quarter. So when does SGA and Chet Holmgren, who was getting jumpers blocked last night by Miles Turner, when do they start to get a little tight around the collar with the way things have unfolded here with this Indiana Pacers team, who, by the way, had lost all three game threes in the playoffs? Looks like a team that's just destined to get the O'Brien here.
Yeah, they're pretty incredible as we've watched. And to Adam Silver's chagrin, it's looking more and more like, say Indiana pulls this off, it's another spike into the whole, hey, the regular season and how much we're playing really matters, right? No, they didn't start playing until January, and now here they are. That's not something he would love to add to the resume there. But when we're watching this squad coming into the series, guys, talking about depth, talking about matchups, I thought you'd see Indiana push them. And I guess at the time I was generous saying, hey, it would go six before OKC finished the job. I mean, you look at the game yesterday, the SGA has a quiet 24, but he's careless with the basketball late, plays some Matador defense a couple of times. And we're on our problems with him. You look at Chet Holmgren, got out to that huge first quarter, but then was a bystander for much of it. And as you point out, He had no gas left in the tank by the time they get to the fourth, and that's where Indiana's made their hay because they've got depth, they've got ranginess. Rick Carlisle, would you believe he's 49 wins away from being the 10th winningest head coach in NBA history in the regular season? Like, all of these things that play in to say, okay, well, we're about to crown these guys. We're asking about the rise of the Thunder and destinies and dynasties and all these fun things. And funny thing happened on the way to the forum. Benedict Matherange said, hey, you know, eventually I want to make $40 million a year. Let's show out in the playoffs. Pascal Siakam, Halliburton, go on down the line. You got guys that are making plays. We talked about it last night. You got a bunch of guys that have also, other than the Mr. Overrated, the Halliburton thing is fun, but you got a bunch of guys who've always been the second or third story. Even Siakam, when he was in Toronto, was just the guy. Carlisle gets no love. McConnell is a guy that you'd see at your rec league who's like, all right, here's this guy slapping the floor again. Shut up. Stop. No, but that's what he brings, energy to the table. So, yeah, they're a relentless squad, and I think it's made for fun fodder, whoever, for folks that just wanted to crown OKC, Cleveland, or some of these top-achieving teams before the playoffs began.
Yeah, you mean like me? I remember Carlisle, by the way, when he had hair when he played with Ralph Sampson at Virginia. But the passage of time can get to us all. Now, are the Knicks going to make a phone call to Indiana to request permission to talk to Rick Carlisle? Looks like Billy Donovan, the Bulls did anyway, rejected the overtures. Okay, you get rid of Tibbs, the workload management was a little tough for them during the regular season, blah, 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 et cetera, excuse, excuse, excuse. Wouldn't you like to have a plan other than just say, hey, we're the Knicks, we're gonna go flex our little Knicks muscles and everyone's going to be down with it? I mean, other teams are trying too, so where do they go from here looking for their replacement for Thibodeau?
Well, at the start of it, I thought a guy that would be interesting based on composition of the roster was Taylor Jenkins, and it's starting to sound like that's getting a little bit of momentum, Mike Brown being one of the other guys. The strategy of let's call all the teams that have their coaches and let's try to poach an unemployed guy is interesting. I really wish someone would have just been able to do the Baba Booey thing at the Carlisle presser yesterday. It's like, hey, have you been contacted by the Knicks yet through back channels? And just had some fun with it there, or Dagno for that matter. Hey, you're about to lose the finals, but you went further than the Knicks did with their guy. It's just an interesting process, right? Thibodeau, I think, we talked about it a lot, you know, you guys and I did, and Smith and I did, you know, big Knicks fan that he is, before the playoffs, that, you know, the writing might have been on the wall for Thibodeau, because you'd heard the rumblings of a little bit back and forth between he and Leon Rose in terms of utilization of the roster as assembled, and that became front and center as these guys were completely out of gas and getting chased down in the fourth quarters by, well, these Indiana Pacers. So some of that was, hey, I assembled you a really good roster and you just decided to run these five guys into the ground, including two guys you knew couldn't play a lick of defense in Brunson and Anthony Towns. So now you move forward with the let's try to poach. And I like it in theory because I like it in theory because, you know, hey, you're just saying, well, let's go do this. And if you're a team that, you know, they come calling, you may love your coach, but you might like the compensation that you can bleed from the Knicks even more.
Hey, Mike, switching to football a little bit, let's talk a little bit about the Bengals. I mean, how dumb are they? You know, you're having trouble signing Hendrickson. So, okay, we're going to draft a guy. They draft a guy and they can't get the language. They want to put language in, new language in that they've had in the past. You know, so, I mean, are you shocked?
No, I mean, it's exactly who they've been forever, right? It's penny wise, pound foolish, and the game has changed, as we've talked about in all these sports, where, you know, the players don't just nod and say, okay, yeah, I don't have any other options. Like, they flex where they can, and they should, right? The thing with Stewart is ridiculous, because you bring him in as the heir apparent and replacement for Hendrickson, you know, in the event you decide to trade him. So why would he acquiesce to any any language. He's in a complete position of strength in all of this. And for Hendrickson, he's seen other guys get paid. If I were the NFL owners, though, at some point with all of the holdouts of the pass rushers and not getting on the line, do they get to file a collusion charge the other way? For T.J. Watt, for Hendrickson, for Micah Parsons and company? I kid, but why not have some of that litigation going back the other way? But, you know, the Bengals, this is the organization they've always been, going all the way back to, hey, let's charge you a dollar for your soda, just like the Oakland A's back in the day, or in Moneyball, right? So, yeah, that, putting it on the field, never there. Joe Burrow got his receivers paid. I think he's already, he should win an award just for that, based on the history of that franchise.
Now, Mike, where are you with, like, veterans not going to voluntary OTAs? Because we have people complain that Lamar's not there. So I could care less, you know? What's your opinion on that?
Yeah, I mean, if it's a guy coming to a new situation, particularly a quarterback, that's why the Rodgers thing, I think, had some folks salty. But when you get down to it, it's the, if you're a veteran continuing along the same path and you're back with the same squad, what's the difference, right? These guys know what they need to do. There's not a huge change in style, substance, playbook that they need to adjust to. I know people were mad in Cleveland that Myles Garrett didn't show up because he went with his girlfriend to some anime convention in Japan. Like, whatever. What's he going to do? He's going to stick his hand into the dirt and he's going to try to chase down your quarterback. What the hell's the difference there for Lamar Jackson? What does he need to prove? Does that mean he didn't sign 100 autographs for people that were hanging outside the facility? I'm sure he'll make it up to him once camp starts. Get over it. Everything's fine.
He's Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. I Want Your Flex is the podcast. Mike Harmon, always great to talk to you and get your opinions and high-level opinions at that. Enjoy the rest of your total request Thursday, and we'll talk to you next week about, you know, probably the end of the finals, maybe you get into the trade deadline, Major League Baseball, and all that good stuff.
You never know. I mean, there's a million things going on. We could talk about the U.S. men's national team and how they can't get out of their own way.
They suck.
How all of a sudden there's all sorts of things going on here in Los Angeles that they're worried about the World Cup being able to go past all the graffiti. It's chaos, I tell you.
Yes, it is. Mike, have a good one.
Be good, guys. Thank you.
There's Mike Harmon. We'll come back, take a trip through the Punthouse, Inside Access at 2, and then it's Baltimore Baseball tonight, 5:30. Me, Ryan Ripken, Joe LaCroix, live from Pickles, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. Get your votes in Featured Artist Friday. We've been asking, what have we decided here, or have the people decided?
Well, you can call it a cop-out, you can call it fence-sitting, call it whatever you want, but two legendary artists passing away this week, so we're going to go with a combo tomorrow. Beach Boys and Sly and the Family Stone for Featured Artist Friday.
And I don't think you can go wrong with either one. And both Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, both groundbreaking in their own right. So we'll get to enjoy their tunes together starting tomorrow, more or less around 10:15. Nolan, any closing thoughts for the people as I keep hitting refresh, trying to get any intel on why Aiken's starting? He's the beginner, opener, whatever, today instead of Dean Kramer, the scheduled starter. Tony Manzalino at 3:35 with the media.
We'll see. I mean, hey. You know, if he goes a fast first inning, I wonder if they'd stretch him a second.
We shall see. All right, ready to go to Funhouse?
Quick Draws Funhouse, sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com. 105.7 The Fan.
Howard in Baltimore says the O's winning streak as of late will just complicate matters moving forward. They should be selling at the deadline, but now that there is a little hope, I'm not sure what to expect from this team this year, but I'm looking forward to them competing in 2026.
We've talked about it. Mike Bordick brought it up. We'll know in 2 weeks.
Yes, totally agree. June 20th.
If they can win this series, go 4-2 in the stand when the Angels come to town, play much better as Los Angeles, then you handle your business against division foes next week, then it gets more complicated. Look, there's still 12 under 500. There's still 8 out of the wild card. I don't think it's complicated yet, but offensively, they look to be as good as they can get health-wise maybe minus Tyler O'Neill for the foreseeable future.
This one here on the opener, texter says, having Aiken open the game is making change just for the sake of change, not actually for good reason. I think it's even stranger with him already pitching yesterday.
They didn't pitch much. He faced one batter, and there's a huge out to get because, what, tying real go-ahead run was on second base. But Kramer usually gets the ball, gets the bump, and pitches well. He had rough outings last time out, if memory serves, but he's been pitching pretty high-level stuff. So bring him in the second inning. You know, if Aiken gets rocked and he's warming up in the bullpen, then you're second-guessing things. Unless they're just pushing him back till tomorrow and Charlie Morton's going to come in. I don't know. We'll all find out together.
Having Morton pitch just feels like a punt. Scooble on the other side, just like, all right, we concede. That would be ridiculous.
I agree with that, Nolan.
Yeah.
But all right, we'll listen to Manzo explain why he's doing what he's doing today.
Well, I'm sure we'll get a wonderful explanation.
Yes, we will. I mean, he's kind of... He's on point. He's honest.
The latest observation...
This doesn't speak like this when he does.
No, he sounds like a teacher lecturing kindergarten kids.
I was usually eating paste by that part of the day.
I might get into that tomorrow. Yes. We'll just have time. This texter here says, I'm all in on some more Bengals dysfunction. Hopefully Hendrickson misses a few regular season games if this holdout continues and Stort doesn't sign. Besides changing defensive coordinator, did they actually do anything to ensure the defense will be better? Just sounds to me like they'll repeat 2024.
I think the defense was pretty damn good by the end of the year. You know, and having Malachi Starks in there, I think they're going to be a better defense. I think they're going to be overall better. I think they're going to be better from the get-go. And if they're better from... Because the Ravens sucked at the beginning last year, and they got better. Bengals defense sucks. Right. And without their pass rushers, they're still going to suck. You know, they're bad.
Last text here says, it's that time of year where every Ravens player is about to have a career season and can do no wrong. Every pass rusher, according to Chuck Smith, destined for at least 7 to 8 sacks minimum. Hey, go to the offense. Why not? Lamar going to throw 100 touchdowns with no picks. Please just let me fast forward to week one.
That's some of the concern of the coaches is that there's being so much praise heaped on all these guys that their heads are going to be so big, you know, and reality's going to set in eventually here. But right now, everybody is kissing a lot of Ravens booty.
And rightfully so.
No doubt.
Until January.
Best roster.
We start putting foots up that booty. We'll be back tomorrow. Featured Artist Friday. It's a duo of Sly the Family Stone and the Beach Boys. And Steve Molesky will be joining me tomorrow at noon throughout the final 2 hours. Talk about this Orioles series that was against Detroit. Look ahead to the Angels and beyond. Inside Access coming up here in just a matter of minutes. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. Hey, maybe we'll see you down at Pickles tonight. For now, class dismissed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.